Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.ee/CJSFradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Sorry, everyone. I'm a little out of breath because I was just
dancing away. But anyways, this is Slumber Party. I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star.
We are here every Tuesday from 6 to 7, so we're so glad you're joining us this week. For later on today, we are going to be talking about childhood. So if you were a child once, you might like this episode, so stay tuned for that.
Or if you still are a child, yeah, for that matter,
exactly.
You're going to love this.
Exactly. So we're going to start off with some music, as usual. So the first couple picks are from DJ Star, so she can lead it away.
Yes, right now you are listening to Grimes, and this is a song from her album Visions called Symphonia IX, My Weight Is You. And I have been really enjoying listening to this on the bus, so hopefully you might put in your rotation too.
Hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
Oh, Encore à la dérive, c'est Atención.
Yucastéreo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1
Chango.
90.1 FM Yucastéreo.
Atención.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Welcome back. This is CJOSEF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning in to Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. The songs that you just heard were I Want to Sleep in Your Arms by House Painters. They're a trio from Amsterdam, and I really like that song. And then the song before that was La Derive by Rouse, and they have a new album out. They're from Montreal. It was released October 10th, and it's the name of the album is Reviranosvis. So sorry for that pronunciation. And the song before that was Second Nature by Jazz and Eye Traveler.
Great lineup. Anyways.
Thank you.
We are going to head into our topic, which is childhood. So we're going to give it a little stab. Kind of more.
You're going to give childhood a stab?
The topic.
Okay, thank God. We're not stabbing.
Yeah, we're not stabbing anyone. No, stabbing. Sorry. No. Anyways. So childhood, we want to talk a little bit about childhood. It's kind of a free-for-all topic. We're going to see how things go.
Yeah.
Where
I
they
think
go.
I just wanted to preface this, like, why... Because this is my topic and why I chose. It seems slightly random, but it's also the age that we are both reaching. You know, we're getting into our 20s now, and for some reason, like my birthday was last month. I turned 22, and I've just been having a hard time like letting go of childhood and going into this realm of being an adult and like what expectations come with that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I have not been a child for a very long time, I feel quite attached and scared of changing into an adult, even though I already am one.
Right,
so,
I know.
Yeah.
Me too. And also before we start, how are we defining a child or what age category are we thinking?
I'd say until...
Adolescence? Early
like,
adolescence?
I don't know.
Say middle school.
I don't know. Yeah, sure. Like, whatever feels right. Because I think 12, 13, maybe 13.
Yeah, I'd say stop at 13.
But, you know, it depends on the context, too. Because I think you're still kind of a child for a while.
Yeah.
After, in some senses. Mm. So.
I think I was basing my notes around more elementary school-wise.
Yeah, me too.
I think. So we wanted to get more into just what we were like as children, because I don't know much about... I know DJ Star, but I'm not exactly sure what DJ Star was like as a kid, but I'm pretty sure we're pretty similar, but we'll hear it from
like
her.
Yeah, it looks
like it. Yeah.
Oh, should I start?
Yeah, you start off.
Okay. When I was younger, I was super shy. Like, I would go to my grandparents' house and be cowering behind my mom, and it's like, those are your grandparents, girl. Like, it's fine. But I think that would be more like a family gathering type thing. I was... shy at school, but not like super shy. I still had friends, like 3 or 4 friends. And also a very essential part of my childhood was this group of neighborhood children that I was a part of that would just be like roaming around on the streets. Mm. That was awesome.
Ruffigans.
I guess, yeah, definitely. I would have definitely defined myself as a tomboy back in the day, not a girly girl. I would be reading all the time. Like, I'd be reading in class. I'd be walking to school and reading sometimes. It was a deep obsession. I'd write stories a lot. I'd play Animal Jam, Pop Tropica, Transfer Mice a lot. I'd also do a lot of sports. Very sporty person in the past. Gymnastics. I like dancing. Like, there was a lot of things that I just did and had a great time doing.
Yeah, it's nice having families that put you through a lot of sports and activities to kind of see where you gravitate towards and want to do. I don't think I really stuck with 99% of mine.
But hey, it's part of the, you know, the experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Aspect of it anyway.
But for me, I feel like I'm pretty similar to DJ Star's upbringing that I'd say I was pretty shy around adults and definitely strangers. I was definitely not that kid who would just randomly go up to strangers and talk to them.
No, me neither.
No. But in school, I'd say that I just had my friends and I still didn't really steer away too far. I mean, I was definitely like the smart kid in elementary school who always did my work.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents have high expectations for you?
I think so. I mean, I have a Korean mom, so there's always that, you know, Asians get A's, like...
Is that what she would tell you?
A for Asian, like... So there's, like, that, you know, that kind of air that was brought up in, but it wasn't, like, it was strictly enforced. I knew that she wasn't as traditional as my grandparents when it came to GPA and grades and things like that, so in elementary school, I never felt pushed personally, but I did push myself in grades, but... Yeah. Other than just schoolwork, I felt I had the same kind of hobbies that I loved reading, and I got put into piano, which still don't know if I really wanted to do, and also maybe one of the reasons why I don't like piano today.
What kid wants to do piano?
I was having a great time playing my little Charlie Brown songs, and then suddenly I'm doing the RCM exams. I'm like, wow, I hate music. So do not recommend that. And I played a lot of online games. So Animal Jam, pretty sure DJ Star and I must have crossed paths at some point.
For sure.
Maybe I don't know. I liked adopting other people in the game and bringing them back to my house. So maybe
I would never fall for something like that.
Yeah, probably didn't kidnap DJ Star anytime in the game, but I also played like Fantage, Movie Star Planet, all the classic ones. Maybe too many.
No, I was so feral for playing online games. I'd wake up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday before my parents were awake and be in the computer room.
I did that too. Wait, I swear we must have crossed paths because I was up exactly at 7 a.m. on my dad's laptop. I'm like, I gotta grind this Northern Desert game.
Dude, good memories.
Good memories. Anyways, other than online games, I didn't really care. Sorry, I gotta get the giggles up. I didn't really care about my appearance a lot as well in elementary school. I thought that was great. I really missed that.
Me too.
And I thought boys had cooties. All boys had cooties. That was my experience in elementary school.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I even looked in the mirror until grade 7. Like, yeah. Genuinely, and thought about my reflection. So that was really nice too.
It's like that one day. It's like, oh, whoa, this is what I look like.
Yeah.
Oh, why are the boys going the other way or something like that? I don't know. It just happened one day.
Yeah.
But what do you miss most about being a child?
So many things that I miss about being a child, and a lot of them we can try to still do and be. But I think one of the things that's really not acceptable is fully expressing your emotions. I think we've been taught to repress them a lot, because when you see kids crying after they fall or somebody is mean to them, like, they're sobbing, they are screaming, they're rolling around on the ground. And even though it's the same emotion of sadness, I think people keep it in a lot more than as you were as a child, or being really angry. Like, you're just fully embodying that emotion.
Yeah, full tantrum.
Having
throw
a
that
tantrum.
Book.
Or when you're super happy, your whole body is like shaking with joy. And I kind of miss the intensity of all of those emotions, and at least being able to express them.
Mm. I feel like, yeah, that is the good part about it. I feel like also the bad part is that if you're an adult and you have a tantrum, that also could be leading into physical abuse in a way.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the thing. It's like the fine line. But, you know, for those emotions, like, if you cry, then you should cry. Just let it all out. Don't just slide a tear down and say, you know, I'm okay kind of thing. I see it more for that. But I agree. I definitely agree about that. I'd also say I miss, for me, simplicity. I really just like how simple life was, you know, just coming home and the apples are sliced. And
oh my God.
Minecraft.
Cinnamon toast.
Minecraft days with my cousins. And it's just so easy because someone was always planning something for you, and your parents always taking you to an appointment, and they always knew what to do, and they micromanaged, but it was easy. Life was so smooth and easy.
Go to school, have a play date after school, have a snack, play around, have dinner, maybe play around a little more, go to bed, maybe do a tiny bit of alphabet homework or
something.
And
Animal Jam.
Yeah, a little bit of Animal Jam, a little reading before bed.
And just the school structure as well. I mean, up until high school as well, is how much they really hammer you on to do your assignments and doing well. And then suddenly it all just disappears once you become an adult, and once you hit the end of high school, it's like, oh, feel free to do whatever you want now. We have no structure for you whatsoever, so good luck.
Yes, and the early days of elementary school, nobody was popular, unpopular. Like, the whole grade is just playing manhunt outside, running around and screaming, or on the playground. Like, that's what I remember. That was really nice, too.
I think there was some popularity, though, in my elementary school. I feel like a little bit. Do you not
Mine was in the later years.
The later.
The earlier ones. It was more carefree. Mm-hmm. Also, just having the ability to imagine things so vividly and play around so easily. I miss that. Like, I would just be typing stories for so long, and now I try to write a story or try to write something outside of university, and I have no ideas. Like, what? Mm-hmm. What joy in the world could I write about? Like, that I read adult books, and they're just depressing a lot of the time. They're about someone who's not doing so good mentally, and it's like, okay.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you can relate to it, but I feel like we're in this little cycle mm-hmm. of depression that it's not really getting anyone out of here.
There's not much whimsy in adult books that I've read recently, which is sad.
I see that. Mm-hmm. Other things about being a child too, I feel like we both express this, but having no phones,
mm-hmm.
and especially that we grew up in an era, or I guess the end of an era, where there were no phones. I mean, I think we had some iPads and we had some iPods in there. I do remember my iPod. But not really any social media, specifically Instagram and all these social platforms. There was no need for it. And that was a joyous, joyous time.
Freedom, fully. Because also, there's such a thing as child community, too. Like, oh, we always talk about, oh, the importance of community. But, the importance of having a community of children, I feel like, is so important in a space because... like, that's also where you learn how to socialize with people and how to, you kind of learn what the right thing is to do in a lot of situations, too, through, playing with all these other kids your own age and also with different ages doing different things for, different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I guess, yeah, you kind of learn social norms and social laws, social,
mm-hmm.
I guess, roles as well by the children you play with. So it could also contribute to our gender norms and social roles and things like that, which are learned from other children and as well other factors. But I guess that is contributing factor. And now if we have phones do this and online spaces and online child communities,
I feel like scary.
It could get a little scary and dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And it is good for some children who do fall off the fringes.